Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and praise the Lord, everyone. This is Apostle Deborah Deans and the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry. And this is our study in the Word of our. I'm going to call our study, our Bible class to order now. I'm going to have a song, read a scripture, and pray. Amen. I'm going to try to do this tonight. Just one moment. Coming from Psalms 39. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me while I was musing. The fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue, Lord, make me to know my end and the measures of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an hand breadeth, and my age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Surely, every man walketh in a vain shoe. Surely, they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all of my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I have just read you from Psalms 39, from the first verse down to the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come this evening humbly before your throne of grace tonight, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, if we've offended anyone, if we've hurt anyone in any kind of way, Lord, at any time in our life, Lord, we ask your forgiveness now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you tonight to search our hearts, our minds, in our spirit. Father, if there is anything in there that should not be, Lord, we ask you all tonight to remove it right now, Lord. And, oh, Lord, our desire is to please you, Father. So we ask you to remove anything that's not like you, Father, that's in our heart, Lord. We just lay everything else down, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you tonight to just create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit on tonight and a sound mind this evening, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just come thanking and praising you. We magnify your holy name tonight. We glorify you tonight, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for every good and perfect gift comes from you, huh? Oh, glory to God. We just thank you tonight, Lord. We ask you tonight, Father, to bind up the strong man, Lord. Bind up the strong man, every negative word and thought, Lord, every evil and wicked thing, Father, every demonic thing, Lord, we ask you to bind it on tonight from this radio broadcast. And anyone that's under the sound of my voice, Lord, bind it up in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask you tonight to bless everyone in radio land, bless those that's on our radio broadcast. Lord, we ask you to bless the Bible class. Lord, we ask you to bless the study of the Word of God. We ask you to bless it, Lord. We ask you to touch our mind and our thoughts, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, open up our understanding on tonight, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you right now to let me decrease, Father, that the Holy Ghost can increase and teach your people on tonight, Father. I know nothing of myself. I am nothing but a servant, Father. In the name of Jesus, I'm a sinner saved by grace, Father. And I thank you, Lord, for saving and delivering me on tonight. In the name of Jesus, I ask tonight that you teach your people, Lord. Teach them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I give you all the praise on tonight, all the glory on tonight. In Jesus' name, I ask it all, and for your glory, amen and thank God. Hallelujah. Amen on tonight. We just thank and praise God, and we give him all praises and all glory on tonight. We serve a good God. We serve a great shepherd, and I just thank him. I can't help myself because I know what God is going to do, and I know that he loves us all, and I know if you're breathing any kind of way today, you ought to have something to be grateful for from the Father. Hallelujah. I give God praise on tonight. We're going to I was asking God this evening what to teach on tonight. And I can't even remember what I taught last week, I guess because it wasn't really me. But he said me. So tonight we'll be talking about the names of God. You know, it's always good to know the names of God. And I feel like if we know the names and what they mean and what it represents, it'll help us in our prayer life. So we're going to just talk a little bit about, and we're going to have scriptures with all of this. We're just going to talk a little bit about the names of God. God is so good, and, you know, sometimes I just call him in. Whatever he is to me, that's what I call him. You know, and he know our heart. He knows the every intention of our heart. So he knows. God knows. He knows exactly what we're doing, what we're saying, why we're doing it, and why we're saying whatever we say. So first of all, I'm just asking the Holy Ghost to help me. I'm just praying and asking the Holy Ghost to help me. And then we're going to get started here. And, you know, the first name that I first known God to be called for me is Father. And the prayer that we just finishing up on studying, it says, Abba, Father. You know, I don't know, have we ever thought about God as a daddy? And I just don't think of it like he's a daddy. You know, I take it a little higher than that, because when my daddy was alive and well, I didn't call him Father. I called him Daddy. But I call God my Heavenly Father, my Father. And so I hear some people calling him Daddy. Galatians 4:6 says, and because you are sons, God have set forth the spirit of his Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Now, Abba is the Aramaic word meaning daddy or father. I didn't know that. But see, once we study, and keep letting God minister and open up our understanding, we'll know, because I don't want to put him on the level with my daddy. I'd rather call God Father. Now, this is just me talking. But I've heard a lot of people call him Daddy. But Abba means daddy or father. It's a term of warm affection or intimacy. And it's a respect for one's father. Now, to some that may sound like, just one second here, I'm sorry, you all. Oh, I shouldn't have to do this, but I'm going to do this because she asked me to. Just one second. Yeah, just one second, let me see. Now it means it's a term of warm affection, intimacy, and respect for one's father. Now, to say that may sound like an introvert way to address God, but Jesus called God our Father in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. And he gave us the same right. Children in America, in maybe in other nations, call their father daddy. But in the Middle East, they say Abba, which is daddy or father. Jesus says that we can call the great God of the universe Abba, father, daddy, father. That's what it is. And the scripture here is Mark chapter 14 and 36, Romans chapter 8 and 15, Galatians chapter 4 and 6. Those are the scriptures. And I will just read one of them because we have a lot to cover and we probably won't get through with all the names and what they mean. But I'm going to read Mark chapter 14. And verse 36 says, and he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou will. So that's one scripture where it says, Abba, Father, which is daddy, father. Okay, now. The next one is Adonai, which means Lord or Master. Adonai. Okay. And I'm reading here. When we call God Adonai, we are saying that he is the master. He alone is worthy. Nothing and no one else. He is worth all that we have and all that we are. And I was just studying a little earlier, and the Hebrew word for Adonai is Jehovah, or either the Hebrew word for Jehovah. Jehovah is Adonai. Jehovah is Hebrew. Adonai is Hebrew. And that's found in Exodus chapter 6, verse 2 and 3. And the Greek word for Jehovah is Koros. Koros. Jehovah is in Psalms 83, verse 18. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2, Isaiah 26, verse 4. So, because a lot of times we'll say Jehovah. Some people pronounce Yahweh. You know what I'm saying? Some people say Yahweh. Some people say Jehovah. But some call him Adonai. And that means Lord and Master. The scriptures here is Deuteronomy 10 and 17, Psalms chapter 2, verse 4, Psalms 8, verse 1, and Psalms 97, verse 5, Psalms 136, verse 3, Isaiah chapter 1. 24, verse 24, Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 1, Romans 10 and 9. We're studying the names of God. The next one I have is Alpha and Omega. Alpha and Omega. Jesus said that in Revelation. He said, I am Alpha and Omega. Alpha is the first letter of the Greek alphabet. Alpha. Omega is the last letter. If Jesus was speaking to an English audience, he would say, I am A and Z. See, the Bible is made up of just 26 letters. Let's see here. And what Jesus is saying about the written word is true about the living word. John chapter 1 tells us that I am the beginning was the, no, I am, in the beginning was the word, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus was in the beginning as the word of God. And he is God's final word for all eternity. He is the first and he is the last, Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He was made, he was the Word, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among men. The related scriptures are Revelation chapter 8, chapter 1, verse 8, Revelation chapter 1, verse 8, Revelation chapter 1, verse 11, Revelation chapter 21, verse 6, Revelation chapter 22, verse 13, Alpha and Omega. And I can't, I'm going to talk to my professor about these words, but this is another name, and it's Atiqua Yum, Y-O-U-M, Yum, and it means the Ancient of Days. I don't know what you think about when you hear this name of God, the Ancient of Days. Isaiah 46, 9 and 10 says, remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasures. Only God can tell in ancient times the things that are not yet done. Only God can do that. Ancient of Days, and we've read that even, if I'm not mistaken, even in Revelations, but I know in Daniel. I know in Daniel. It's over there. Only God is the Ancient of Days. Only God. Because he can tell you what has already come to pass. Because he's God. He can tell you what's getting ready to come to pass. Because he made everything. And he know everything. But that's another name. The Ancient of Days is God. Then the next name we have, but you know what? Let me read Daniel chapter 7 right quick, verse 9, so you'll know. Daniel, there it is. Daniel chapter 7, verse 9, and it says, I beheld till the throne was cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garments was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame. His wheels are burning fire. 13 says, "And I saw in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days. And they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that are that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed." The Ancient of Days. Next, we have Christos. Christos is, means the anointed one. The anointed one. 1 John chapter 4, verse 2 says, "Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God." John uses two names, Jesus, which refers to his human name, and Christ, which refers to his divine title. Jesus Christ is fully man and fully Messiah at the same time. Christ, which means Messiah, the anointed one, and is his divine title. Jesus is God in human flesh. This is the fundamental doctrine of our faith, that God stepped out of heaven and took upon human flesh. We call the incarnation. Carnes means flesh. When Jesus Christ took upon himself humanity, he did not take it while he was here on earth and then laid it aside when he went back to heaven. He took his humanity back to heaven with him. For all eternity, Jesus Christ, I don't teach all this stuff. Jesus Christ is God. Now, that's me. And I have so many scriptures here. I just have about 20 scriptures. So I'll just say a couple of scriptures. Matthew chapter 1 verse 16, Matthew 16 verse 16 through 20, Mark chapter 8 and 29, Luke chapter 2 and 11, Luke chapter 9 and 20, 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and 14 and 15, Galatians 2 and 20 and 21, Philippians 1 and 6. We just have so many kind of talking about the anointed one, Christ. The next one is El Chuo. El Chuo is spelled E-L, capital C-H-U-W-L. The God who gave you birth. The God, that's what that means. The God who gave you birth. Isaiah 43, chapter 43, verses 1 to 3 says that, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, the Savior, the Savior, God is saying, I made you, I saved you, I'm going to take care of you. God has made you for a purpose and a plan, and he's going to take care of you. He's going to complete the work that he started in you. Even when sin marred God's original creation, talk about Adam and Eve, God didn't say, I'm finished with it. No, God made it, and God stayed with it, Isn't that a wonderful arrangement? I think it is, because he could have gave up on us when Adam and Eve sinned. But he didn't. He kept right on going. You can, the scripture reading is over in Psalms 139, 13 through 18. You can read a little bit about that. Eldiah. That's Eldeah. God. He's the God of knowledge. He is the God of knowledge. If we just think about his omniscience, he knows everything. God is the God of all knowledge. He made everything. God inhabits eternity. God sees the beginning. God sees the middle, and God sees the end. God sees it all at one time. God is all-knowing God. He can't learn anything else because he knows everything. God knows everything that's going to happen. Not a blade of grass moves but what he knows it. If you're saved, God knew that you would receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing take God by surprise. Nothing. God never says, oops. Mm-mm. Because he already know. God is omniscient. He know everything. And a lot, we don't know and understand how he slung the stars in the sky, in the night sky, or how he scooped the oceans and heaped up the mountains. We don't know how he do this universe. We don't know. But God knows, because he made everything. And everything belongs to God. For who have known the mind of the Lord? Or who have been his counselor? I don't know. I don't know how he put the sun and then the moon. How he manicured the earth. I don't know. But I know nobody could do it like God can. Nobody can. Eldiah. Eldeah. That's the God of knowledge. The scriptures are 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 3. Romans chapter 11, verses 33 through 36. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 18 through 31. See, just by knowing the names of God, it could change your prayer. It could change some things you've been asking God for. It can change how you ask God, because over here in the first name we studied was Abba Father. Abba Father, Abba means daddy. Abba means daddy. And that's why it's Abba Father, it's daddy father. So we know the people in Aramaic, Abba is daddy. They don't say daddy, they say Abba. Even to their own dad, they say Abba. So So once we do that, we know that when we say Abba Father, we calling him Daddy, because that's what Abba means. So knowing all the names of God will help you pray differently, a little different. Because you knowing when you say Abba, you saying Daddy. And I gave you the scriptures for that. And when you say Adonai, it's Lord and Master. And then when you say Alpha and the Omega, we know that's the beginning and the end. Now we just finished with Eldeah, that's the God of knowledge. He knows all things. Now we're going to start on El Elyon, the God Most High. El Elyon speaks of the supremacy of God. He is above all. What does El Elyon mean? The word means the strongest of the strong and the highest of the high. He is the transcendent God. He is above everything and above all. He is the Most High God. Jesus is our El Elyon. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 and 17 says, "For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible or invisible, whether there be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist." God is above all things. He is above all things, everything. He knows everything. He don't have to learn nothing, because he knows all things. He's above everything, even the universe. God is above. Looking down on the universe. That's the God Most High, El Elyon. And the scriptures are Genesis chapter 14, verse 18 through 20, Psalms chapter 61, verse 2, Psalms 92, verse 1, Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. The next name of God is El Olam. El Olam is E-L-O-L-A-M, El Olam, the everlasting God. See, God never changes. Psalms 90, verse 1 and 2 says, "Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God." So he was here before there was anything. God was here before anything. The everlasting God. And he will be here after everything. He's the everlasting God. That's a wonderful thing to know. That in a changing world, in a changing place, God will never change. That's a wonderful thing to know, that God does not change. and time does not alter him. Psalms 94 says, for 1,000 years in the sight of God are but as yesterday. So 1,000 years is a day with God. And we know that. We know that. Never surprised. There are no surprises with him, because he knows. He don't have panic in heaven. He knows the past, and he knows the future. This will wake our minds up, our spirit man up, to know that God is just everything. And we can't, our little old finite mind can't even begin to think of all of this stuff. But just a little 10 ounces, if you will, to just think and know that God knows every little thing that you don't even imagine that he knows. I mean, for him to have made every creature in the bottom of the ocean and every bird to the highest, highest mountain, I'm telling you, cannot imagine. I just can't imagine that he can make an inch, just have time to do all of these things. But God made everything, and he thought of everything. He's not surprised by nothing. So he can't be surprised. We can't surprise him, because everything we think, he already knew it. He's the everlasting God. Everlasting God. The scripture here is Genesis chapter 3, verse 22. Genesis chapter 21, verse 33. Psalms 90, verses 1 and 2. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Isaiah 26, verse 4. Isaiah 40, verse 28. Then we have Jehovah. We have El Rona. I'm thinking about Jehovah Rona. El Rona is ELROI, the God who sees. El Roni, I guess. Roi, anyway, was first revealed in the Bible by Haggai. She was Sarah's handmaiden, y'all remember her, who became pregnant with Abraham's child, so in their mind they could fulfill the promise of God. Soon after the child was conceived, things became very difficult between Sarah and her. So, Hagar fled out into the wilderness. She was friendless, homeless, pregnant, not knowing what would become of her. She laid down by a fountain in the wilderness, and there an angel appeared to her to give her confidence to speak of God's grace and mercy. And that's in Genesis chapter 16, verse 13. And it says, and she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, thou God seest me. For she said, have I also here looked after him that seeth me? Did you know that God sees you right now? God knows Your every thought, your very thought, his eye is on a sparrow. And we know that. If he watches over the sparrows, he watches over us. Even when I was just talking about that passage of scripture yesterday, just thinking, and I guess back then, you had many different women. But to me, I thought Sarah or Sarai was wrong for asking her handmaiden to go to bed with her husband in the first place. But then that, you know, that's just me. I ain't nobody. But then I guess back then you could do that. But I just feel like if you just pray, God will give you your own baby. You may have to wait 60 years like she did. She still had to wait until God said so. So a lot of times when we're trying to do something, or we're trying to go here, or we're trying to work here, or we're trying to move here, just know that it's in God's timing. But El Rona is the God who sees. And the scriptures for that is Genesis 16 and 13, Genesis 16 and 1 through 16, Psalms 33, verse 18 and 19. The next one is El Shaddai, God Almighty. The name El Shaddai appears seven times in the Word of God. You can go back to the book of Genesis and see the unbreakable promises that God made to the father Abraham, to Father Abraham. Genesis 17, verses 1 and 2 says that when Abraham was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee and will multiply thee exceedingly. This promise has changed the world. Every Jew upon the face of the earth is a living testimony of the faithfulness of the Almighty God. And this God who keeps his promise to Abraham is the same God that keeps his promises to you and me through Jesus Christ. Have never broken a promise. Never has he changed. Not one time has God changed. We change, but God never changes. The scriptures for that is Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 through 19, verses chapter 28, verses 3, chapter 35, verses 11, Exodus chapter 6, 2 and 3, to 1, verse 20, Job chapter 5, verse 17, Psalms 91, verse 1. El Shaddai, God Almighty. Got time for one more, maybe. Yeah, we got time. The next one is Elohim. Elohim, E-L-O-H-I-M. Elohim, the Creator. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. It literally says, in the beginning, Elohim. Elohim created the heaven and the earth. That's the Hebrew word from two root words, El, which means strength and unlimited power, El, And the last part of it is Allah, which means to keep a promise. Elohim is also a plural noun. I believe that right here one of the thresholds of the Bible was seen and at the nature of God, indication of the nature of God. I believe that right here on the threshold of the Bible, we see the nature of God as shown in the Holy Trinity, because some people just believe in the Father and the Son, but I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. I don't know about anybody else, but that's what I believe, because the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit plays such an important part in my life. Today, three were present at creation. And you can find this in John chapter 1, verse 3. That's a blessing. That's such a blessing, because some people don't want to believe in the Trinity. Some people only baptize in Jesus' name. But I baptize in the Father, the Son, and in the Holy Ghost, and in Jesus' name. Amen. Some people say I can't do that. But I really don't care what people say. But I know I believe and I hope on what the Father says. And any time you doing it in the Father, the Son, and in the Holy Ghost, and in Jesus' name, you're not missing anything. But some people are different, and that's them. So we have scriptures in Genesis 1, chapter 1 through 3. Did I read it? No. Chapter 27 through 28. This is Genesis chapter 3, verse 3. Isaiah 40 and 28. Isaiah 54 and 5. Psalms 19, 1 through 6. Psalms 95 and 6. Nehemiah chapter 9 and 17. Hebrews chapter 1 and 8. Hebrews 11 and 3. That's Elohim. And one more. Yahweh, the self-existent one. The name Jehovah is used some 6,800 times in the Bible. It is the personal covenant name of Israel's God. In the King James Version of the Bible, it translated Lord God. Not only does it speak of God's strength, but it also speaks of the sovereignty of God and the goodness of God. The root of this name means self-existent, one who never came into being and one who always will be. When Moses asked God, "Who shall I tell Pharaoh has sent me?" God say, "I am that I am." Jehovah or Yahweh is the most intensively sacred name to the Jewish scribe, but to anybody. And many will not even pronounce the name right. But it's so sacred. It should be to us. The scriptures for this is Isaiah 40, chapter 3, Isaiah 10, chapter 1, Isaiah 40, verse 3, and verse 10, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 20, Exodus chapter 6, 1 through 4, John chapter 6, verse 35, and all down through in John. these are just, we've been on 1, 2, 3, about 10 names, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, exactly. But we have at least 15 or 20 more to go. So we're going to continue on this on next Friday, the names of God. And like I said, and once we leave there, we'll go to the names of Jesus. And we'll do it like that. But like I said, when we know the names of God and the meaning, we'll probably end up praying different. It'll alter our prayer some because we know exactly what it means when we call out their name. So I'm not going to hold you. We got about 2 minutes. I'm going to get ready. We're going to see you all right back this Sunday at 4 o'clock Eastern and 3 o'clock Central Time. But I'm going to get ready to close out. Father, we just thank you tonight for your word, Lord. We thank you for the names of God, Lord. We thank you for opening up our understanding, Lord. We thank you tonight for covering us as we study, Father. Lord, I thank you for everyone in the radio land on tonight. I thank you for everyone on our radio broadcast, Lord. I ask you to cover them now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for delivering. I thank you for setting us free on tonight. Father, I thank you for all of your goodness, Lord. I just thank you for being all-knowing and all-seeing, Lord. I just thank you for being eternal, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for being all that I need. Hallelujah. I am that I am. I just thank God on tonight. Father, we just give you praise. We give you glory. Father, we ask it all in Jesus' name and for your glory. Known to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all. God loves you, and I love you too. You all have a good weekend, and God bless you, and I'll see you right back here on Sunday evening. God bless you. I love you. Good night.